They've come to their senses, and I'm thankful. From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. After initially supporting President Obama's compromise to the HHS contraception mandate, the Catholic Health Association notified HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius that it was unlikely to adequately meet the religious liberty concerns of their hospitals and health groups nationwide. I'm glad they've recognized that not only does the compromise amount to little more than an accounting trick, but the administration has now narrowly redefined what counts as a religious employer to only include religious groups who minister to those who already share their beliefs. So Catholic charities, hospitals, homeless shelters, universities are all disqualified from the exemption and will be forced to provide abortion-inducing drugs. The Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. has filed a lawsuit, and you can hear why this weekend on Breakpoint This Week when I talk with Archbishop Cardinal Worrell. Listen at Breakpoint.org. If the government's intrusion is not abated, whose toes will they step on next? For The Point, I'm John Stone Street.